of course, we'll take your calls. In fact, we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here in just a moment. On the way, the mainstream media story about, or from CBS News about Bitcoins. Of course, they're trying to make it look like it's over. Bitcoins are done. MT Gox has failed, so therefore Bitcoins have failed. Well, sorry. MT Gox is just one of a myriad of exchange services available across the globe. And in fact, as of recent months, they were not even the most popular of those exchange services. So they were no longer the market dominant force that they once were, although they were still pretty popular. Now they have shut down operations. And we'll give you the mainstream media's perspective. Want to also tell you about CashIntoCoins.com. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. Plus, customer service is their top priority. CashIntoCoins.com makes it easy for you to turn your cash into Bitcoins. So if you've gotten the Bitcoin wallet, say from blockchain.info, well, the Bitcoin wallets are free, so they don't come with Bitcoins preloaded. You have to then get the Bitcoins, put them in the wallet, and you can do that easily at CashIntoCoins.com. Let's go to Aaron. He's in Wichita. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I was listening to the last night's episode, and I heard you guys talking about Arizona's anti-gay bill that was trying to be passed. That, you know, and I take the position that you guys do on a lot of things, that business owners should have the right to choose on who they serve. Well, in Kansas, they tried to recently pass a similar bill. It's called, like, the Religious Freedom Act, and they tried to push it as a pro-business, like, we're giving the right back to the business to choose. Well, the problem was there was a provision in there that allowed government businesses to have that same privilege, and my problem with that is
government businesses?
Yeah, what the hell is
that, like,
the
water department?
I was assuming something like, like a water department or the post office. I don't know. It just put a stipulation in there that even a government business could receive.
That seems to be problematic to me.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, this it stops at an organization I'm forced to fund, an organization that claims a monopoly in my name, that raises a flag in its front yard and says that we represent the people. Except for these people. And that's a real problem. Now, that's a problem with any organization that claims a monopoly. And, you know, in my opinion, once you do that, you shouldn't be able to stop service. But I would say, I would even go so far as to say some of these bills allow an individual at a business to not do something that is against their conscience. And as far as I'm concerned, if I have a business and I want my employee to serve gay people, but the employee says, I've got a conflict of interest, my religion does not allow me to do such a thing.
Career. Well, were you?
What do you got going on
about that?
Okay. You know, then in that case, you don't work for me anymore. So I think that this really comes down to the individuals who sort of own the operations here. I, as a customer, own myself, decide where I go and do business. And I, as a business owner, own my business and decide with whom I choose to do business.
I agree 100%, and I was under the same influence that the minute they, if I'm forced to pay for a service, that stipulation shouldn't be involved. Unfortunately, it got voted down, but, I mean, if they try pushing more of these bills and just relabeling them to make them sound more liberty-oriented, you know how they do, Patriot Act and all that other stuff, but one of these, they're going to get through, and then what do you think is going to happen?
What do we think is going to happen if this goes through and the government can refuse service to gay people?
Yeah, like these types of legislation where government has the ability to refuse service when you're forced.
I think they'd be sued and they'd lose. I think they'd be sued hard because that seems pretty clear that, you know, the government has to serve all people. And I imagine the courts would beat them up on that one. That's my prediction. Aaron, anything else you want to share?
Just one more thing. You guys advertise for Cash Into Coins, and I've used their service, and they're great. The only problem was last time I tried to use it, they no longer accept cash deposits.
Yeah,
yes.
They're going through some growing pains right now. You can do money orders, you can do checks, you can do wire transfers. They're trying to get it.
Their accounts were frozen, right? There's something somebody
came frozen,
out on
but you
that's
know, basically,
that
was the bank was stopped them from
the bank
closed
their accounts
or whatever. Yeah, so it's not that they're insolvent. I mean, I have had some, you know, ability to sort of see their books and that sort of thing. It's just that it's hard to find banks to do business with at this point in the Bitcoin game.
Hey, thanks, Aaron, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. CBS News nationally reporting on Bitcoin. Major Bitcoin exchange goes dark. Prices tumble. Of course, they don't mention prices have since come back up. But nonetheless, Mt. Gox, the biggest and perhaps best-known Bitcoin exchange, was expected to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. As media reports of a major theft heightened concerns about the viability of the electronic currency. Now, of course, the people that have concerns about the viability don't really know much about Bitcoin, and or are people who are trying to down on Bitcoin. The people who have interests in the old money system, in the government money system, these people are very, very interested in negatively affecting Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to hear an uninformed opinion on Bitcoin, uninformed negative opinion on Bitcoin, just ask your stockbroker. You know, that guy or gal, she's like, he or she is likely to have a very poor opinion of Bitcoin because Bitcoin puts you in control, not them.
According to the New York Times, a document widely circulated in the Bitcoin world indicated that Mt. Gox lost 744,000 Bitcoins, or about 6% of the pseudo-currency that is in circulation worldwide. I love how they call it a pseudo-currency, as though it's something less than a currency.
Seeming, yeah, pseudo means seemingly currency.
Yeah, sorry, it meets all the definitions of currency.
Yeah, it does. It meets more of them than the dollar does.
The theft has gone unnoticed for years, according to the Times. Worries about the theft and other concerns have caused Bitcoin prices to fall below $500 apiece for the first time since November, when prices topped $1,200. Of course, again, they don't mention the price is now back above $500. In fact, firmly above it, it's $560 as of the last look from BitcoinAverage.com. The reality is that Mt. Gox can go bankrupt at any moment and certainly deserves to as a company, according to the 2-Bit Idiot blog, which first broke the story. Now, Johnny Ray, you were reading these same excerpts in the last hour, and I went over to the 2-Bit Idiot blog and just kind of looked at what they said. Their claim is that this is an internal memo from Mt. Gox, but there's no way to verify that. You just have to take the word of this person at 2-Bit Idiot blog.
Not quite true. Let's see. I think I lost the page, but at Fox Business News, they've got a chat log with Mark Karpeles where says he is the guy who runs Mt. Gox, and he says that the crisis strategy draft is more or less legit.
They go on with a quote from that draft. However, with Bitcoin/crypto just recently gaining acceptance in the public eye, I don't know what that means. I mean, how many people in the public actually have any sort of handle on what Bitcoin is? I can tell you that I was handing out flyers for Bitcoin on a college campus. Now, you would think that young people would be more likely to know what Bitcoin is, given that young people are also more technologically kind of adept and more aware.
I kind of think that young people on college campi, to use a Limbaughism, are less likely to know about anything than the average person.
Do you think a group of young people that are not in college would be more likely to know about Bitcoin?
Well, I was with a group of older than college people. You know, I didn't get to go to Liberty Forum this year partly because I was doing a play with community theater, and I was with a wide range of people there, and plenty of them knew about Bitcoin.
Yeah, were you at Keene State?
Yes.
Not exactly indicative of the smart kids.
Okay. But the point being that young people would seem to me to know more, likely to be aware of Bitcoin than, say, someone in their 60s would be.
Why?
Because it's technologically related.
But it's financially related. What do young people know about money?
True, but young... Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm sorry. I don't believe the idea that Bitcoin has just... I think the claims that Gox is making in this statement are ridiculous.
Yeah.
That Bitcoin has been accepted in the public eye is ridiculous. And that they go on to say the likely damage in public perception could put it back 5 to 10 years. We'll come back with more. I think that's also silly, and the price doesn't bear it out because the price has already bounced back. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, February 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,326.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,374.33, $687.16 for a quarter ounce, or $343.58 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,374.33, $687.16, and $343.58.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Well, the mainstream media is trying to make it look like Bitcoin is done for. Is it, though? Well, if you look at the price, there's no indication that it's slowing down at all. There was a slight dip today. A pronounced dip today, but it's back, and it is back up to where it was before the dip. It's at $560-something right now at BitcoinAverage.com. We're continuing with the media's hit piece against Bitcoin here from CBSNews.com, and we'll do that here. Want to also let you know about BuzzBox Coffee, though.
Yeah, that's right. BuzzBox Coffee, you can go there, actually to coffee.freetalklive.com, and help us to help people around the world. What we're doing is we're trying to recruit 1,000 listeners to order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, you're going to get the best of the best coffee there. It's shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. it's now coffee is a really absorbent crop, so you know that organic is that much more important, especially in some of these foreign countries where they don't use unleaded gas. It made me really shifty when I realized, oh my goodness, I didn't even consider that. You don't want lead in your coffee. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com, and this will allow us to finance 100 microloans through World Vision. It helps us change the lives by offering people in poverty around the world an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
So, CBSNews.com is reporting on the death of Mt. Gox, or at least the apparent death. They have shut down their site. There's a site. There's a statement there that kind of suggests that they might come back in the future. But I think that that's probably not going to work out for them. I guess we'll see. Time will tell. But
according to that crisis strategy draft, Mt. Gox had assets of $32 million, including about $10 million that wasn't available to them because it was held by either Coinbase or the Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
But they had assets of approximately $32 million and liabilities of about $176 million.
Yeah, so they're in a tough way right now. The story here from CBS News is citing an alleged Mt. Gox internal memo claiming that the damage in public perception to this class of technology could put it back 5 to 10 years. This is Mt. Gox claiming that their website was so important to the Bitcoin community that the failure of their website is going to put back the entire acceptance of the technology by half a decade to a decade. You want to talk about people who are absolutely just unrealistically in belief that they are the Bitcoin world, that their website is the equivalency of the Bitcoin marketplace.
Well, this is either
ludicrous.
This is either desperation or hubris.
It's total hubris.
I don't know. You think it's hubris? You don't think they're desperate, you know, to convince their... This is a memo. So this is written by somebody in charge to people that they over which they are the superior or whatever. So they've got to convince their own folks to work harder to make this, the company come back or whatever.
They say that it could cause governments to react swiftly and harshly. Well, I don't know what that means either. I'm not sure what the governments could do to Bitcoin. They can regulate the transactions. They can regulate the markets if they're in the country in which the regulations
right.
exist.
Exchanges, basically.
The exchanges. But they can't regulate Bitcoin. They can't stop it. It's completely decentralized.
They can't touch the blockchain.
Bitcoin was invented. This is CBS News now. Bitcoin was invented in 2009 by someone who uses the handle Satoshi Nakamoto. Users are able to send payments through an unregulated peer-to-peer network over their computers. E-commerce companies have slowly warmed up to the digital currency, which counts the Winklevoss twins, who gained fame through their connection to the founding of Facebook, among their most vocal backers. Red flags, however, are starting to emerge. Authorities recently shut down Silk Road, an online exchange that enabled people to buy illegal drugs using Bitcoin, along with a similar site called Sheep Marketplace. Well, number one, the Silk Road was shut down, but it's back. Silk Road 2.0 came back 1 month later, so there's constantly reports of the, constant reports of the demise of Silk Road, which are inaccurate. The Silk Road's back. Now, yes, there's been some. It's been rough, rough time for the Silk Road 2.0. They've lost their second Dread Pirate Roberts. He bailed out. The government goons arrested three of the operators of the old Silk Road who were administrators on the new Silk Road. And then most recently, Silk Road 2.0 had all of their bitcoins jacked due to the transaction malleability bug that they had not fixed in their system, though, as we pointed out, is fixed in the official Bitcoin client software and blockchain.info software. So Silk Road's still there, and the Sheep Marketplace, as I understand it, that one did not get shut down by the feds. They suggest that it was shut down by the feds with that statement.
Why didn't they mention Atlantis?
Atlantis also went out of business. They were not shut down by the feds.
Not
Sheep Marketplace allegedly took the money and ran. Sheep Marketplace was allegedly raided by its own operator in that case. Though the supply of Bitcoin is designed to, they go on to say the supply of Bitcoin is designed to grow slowly through so-called mining, in which people can acquire extra coins by solving computational challenges. The number of Bitcoins will stop growing in 2040. Inaccurate. The number of bitcoins will be the number that will can be mined. The final bitcoin will be mined around 2130 something or
2140. It'll halve in about 2040.
Yeah, so they're wrong about that.
Yeah, so it will. But this is actually has been on the internet for some time that it stops in 2040. Mm-hmm. I had believed this at one point too.
Yes.
And what it does
I was wrong.
It goes from 25 bitcoin per 10 minutes as a reward for mining to 12.5 bitcoins every 10 minutes as a reward for mining, which is a substantial drop, but it'll finally end its mining reward in 2130 or 2140.
And it will have several more times before that.
I think it should continue on having on into infinity, personally.
They say it will top out at 21 million coins. Although Bitcoin's limited supply helps regulate its value, it also causes extreme volatility when demand surges. The wide fluctuations lessen the appeal of the currency. Experts have also raised questions about Bitcoin's utility as a medium of exchange, given that the currency is designed to grow ever more valuable, encouraging hoarding. What do you think about that, guys? Is their assessment there accurate that people aren't interested in Bitcoin due to the price questions? No, not sure.
Well, I think that it does drive off some businesses when the price fluctuates. But, I mean, mostly that's handled, and a lot of businesses are getting in. I think that...
Right, if it was a concern, why would major businesses like Tiger Direct and Overstock feel comfortable getting into the space?
But I think that as far as the question of hoarding of Bitcoins, the fact is that what many people who... I guess just aren't thinking about it, is that essentially saving is lending. When you save someplace, you're lending generally in a bank, and I think that banks are going to come around for bitcoins, that when you put your money in a bank, the bank uses the money to lend to people. And so saving is lending. Saving does benefit the marketplace.
In Bitcoin?
Well, it depends on how you save your bitcoins. If you just do an offline wallet, at this point there aren't any Bitcoin banks.
Right.
But when somebody rises, I mean, okay, so if I open my Bitcoin bank tomorrow, March Bank of Bitcoin, would you put your money in with me?
Not really.
I need 1,000 Bitcoins to be able to do some business, and I'll give you some interest, Ian.
Yeah.
Right? No, you got to build up a reputation. And
I know Vercurex is doing it. Daryl told me that this online exchange called Vercurex has mm-hmm. been giving interest on people holding Bitcoins in their accounts there.
Fascinating.
Which is, you know, it's risky, because is whatever amount they're paying you in interest worth the risk of holding on to Bitcoins in an online wallet? I know our co-host on Friday nights, Daryl, is going ahead and doing that with them. He is supposedly collecting interest payments on his Bitcoin balance. But, of course, if Vercurex goes underground tomorrow, then whatever amounts they've given you in interest payments isn't going to be worth anything to you because you'll have access to none of it. So there's definitely some risk involved in that.
Now, Ian, what you were talking about earlier about the price, the fluctuations in price causing people to hoard their Bitcoins, specifically the price going up, they say if you can always expect the price to go up, the price per Bitcoin, you'll never spend them. But I do spend mine, and I like to spend them when they're worth more.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Feculent Ray,
and Mark.
You can, of course, take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything. We've also got a webcam you can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. The cam is built into the same page, or the chat room, rather, is built into the same page as the cam. Cam.freetalklive.com takes you there. It's free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go to get the name brands and outdoor items. So if you're, you know, if there's an outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love, and you're looking for things like tents and camping equipment and water purification systems, especially portable water purification systems or flashlights or knives or handguns, long guns, ammunition, whatever you may need, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the name brands you want at really low prices. Every time I've gone there, I've done a little checking around before I've bought because I want to make sure that I'm telling my listeners the right stuff, and I've never been able to find a price lower than the prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got a low price guarantee. You can't beat that. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. Go check for yourself, and before you buy, check ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so a little bit more here. This hit piece from CBS News on Bitcoins as MT Gox has failed completely. They may be filing for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, allegedly having lost 744,000 Bitcoins. The CBS News report does not bother to speak to anyone within the Bitcoin community about this situation.
Why do they need to do that?
They basically, the summary of the story is they talk about how MT Gox has failed. They cite the 2-Bit Idiot blog with a link to that blog, which has an alleged statement from MT Gox claiming that the failure of their business may result in the failure of all of Bitcoin because their business was just so important. Well, obviously the market disagrees with that assessment because the Bitcoin price is doing just fine. They've bounced back after a pronounced dip earlier today. And then they go on to interview not the most relevant person to talk to about the most relevant group to talk to about Bitcoin, Bank of America. Bank of America Merrill Lynch, they cite a December report that says, quote, Bitcoin's use as an international currency will likely be hindered by the fact that it is not legal tender. No one is under any obligation to accept Bitcoins as a means of payment. Therefore, its value is only as good as the perception of its worth by its users.
Can you imagine having to have a currency that was so bad that you forced people to take it?
That's what the government currency is.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's what legal tender is. You're forced to take it.
You're not really.
Yeah, you are.
You could choose to go out of business.
Okay, yes, but if you're going to do business, you have to take legal tender in any given country.
You do, but here in the United States, that's not really an issue. I mean, people want dollars. I want dollars. You want dollars?
I'll take them.
Yeah, I love dollars.
But if a business decided to not take them, they absolutely could get in trouble for that.
They could, potentially, but I mean, I don't really think that's the issue with the dollar currently. It's just devaluing. The people in charge of it don't know how to manage it, or they do know how to manage it, and that they're stealing from you. I'm not 100% sure which one it is.
So the statement here is interesting from Merrill Lynch, Bank of America. Quote, no one is under any obligation to accept Bitcoins as a means of payment. Therefore, its value is only as good as the perception of its worth by its users. Isn't that what you want in money? Don't you want to have a payment system, a money system that is valuable because the users value it, as opposed to the government system, which is only valuable because users are forced to use it, and that users have been using it through tradition over the years because it's always been there, so people are used to it. Essentially, that's one of the benefits of Bitcoin. No one is forced to use it.
I think
the fact is people are.
The definition of value is simply that other people find it valuable. Value is always in the eye of the beholder.
Right, and one Bitcoin now at $560-some has surpassed tremendously the value of every other currency in the marketplace. You remember back when it was a big deal to us that Bitcoin had exceeded the price of other currencies when it was like $1.50 or something like that? We were celebrating then about how successful Bitcoin was. Bitcoin, this
dollar parity, then silver parity.
Yeah, this currency was quickly able to exceed the value of every other government-issued, government-forced currency in the world. Now it has exceeded those values by hundreds of times. And yet people are still poo-pooing. Oh, well, you never know what will happen with Bitcoin. And it's true. You never know. It could fail tomorrow, I suppose, but it seems very unlikely. As you pointed out, Mark, if it has a price at all, it shows that there's value. And it has done a fine job of holding its value at a certain minimum threshold over the last year.
These people, these same people that poo-poo it, do not know anything about U.S. monetary policy. They don't know this stuff. They can't explain it.
Well, this is Bank of America Merrill Lynch. I mean, they probably know a thing or two about the U.S. monetary policy.
Well, frankly, I had a friend who was working at J.P. Morgan, and he'd never heard the term fiat currency before.
Wow.
He had to go home and look it up, and he's like, you taught me something. You taught me what a fiat currency was.
The final statement from Bank of America is this. Without a backstop buyer, Bitcoin could disappear very quickly should perceptions of its usefulness decline. Sure, that's true. It's certainly true. Bitcoin could have dropped precipitously today, but it didn't. It came back. And every time it's dropped, it's come back. Because it is valuable. People know it's valuable, and they continue to use it, regardless of the failures in the marketplace. And businesses are going to fail. That's essentially what the statement was from Blockchain.info and Eric Voorhees from, what is it, Coinapol?
Yeah.
Coinapol? Eric Voorhees, who is a Free State Project participant, he came out with a statement today saying, look, this is going to be a bumpy road. I'm paraphrasing. But this is a bumpy road. We're talking about a new technology. It's still relatively new. It's 5 years old, and I guess in internet terms, that's a fairly long time in the internet world. But it's still new on the perspective of the rest of the money in the world. This is a baby, and it's a totally new territory. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we do know it is certainly this much we can say. Businesses are going to fail. They always do. They can't last forever, most of them. Even the biggest, most successful businesses in the past have failed, like Woolworths, for instance, a classic one that was very prolific at one point in time in the past and doesn't exist today.
Even the ones that have survived aren't the business that they were before.
No, certainly not. Things change, and certainly there's going to be a rocky get-go here. The
oldest businesses seem to be breweries. Have you ever noticed?
People have always wanted to drink, I suppose.
Well, I think it's just probably somebody's dad has always been producing beer, you know, I guess. I mean, and then at some point or another it became profitable to do it. But it seems like every beer you drink, it's got 1680-something on it or 1720.
So if you want to feel safe, then just hold on to dollars. Of course, you're going to lose money every single year as the government continues to print more. But if you're willing to take the risk, if you're willing to be on the leading edge of something, and that's where Bitcoin is. Bitcoin is, it's the leading edge of money. Yeah, there's a bunch of altcoins out there that are trying to ape or imitate Bitcoin to some extent or another and tweak the formula that they, in a way that they think will make it more popular, but none of them have come close to the popularity of Bitcoin. And so, yes, it's going to be a bumpy road. There are going to be tough times ahead. There have been businesses that have failed. Some people have lost some Bitcoins as a result of that. But we've also learned lessons. And sometimes, and most of the time in life, lessons come the hard way. It's easy to say, hey, you shouldn't put your money in an online Bitcoin wallet because it's risky. It's easy to warn people about that, but, you know, if it feels safe and secure, then people aren't going to listen. They're going to go ahead and do it until they have to learn the hard way, these lessons. If you're lucky, you've taken the lessons that others have learned in a hard way and applied them to your life. But most of us, at least I know it's the case for me, most of us have to learn the hard way. I mean, it was a bad idea for me to have money in my BitcoinWallet.com years ago, and I took a loss. 45 bitcoins is what I lost on that. What does that make out to today? That's $500 a bitcoin? That's a huge amount of money.
Sure is.
You know, it was like it was maybe $90 or something like that back then when I lost it. But it's just going to happen. It's inevitable that businesses are going to fail. And if that's too scary to you and you're not willing to get into the Bitcoin marketplace, then okay, that's fine. Just play it safe. Everybody that's ever played it safe has never really gotten anywhere. If you want to get somewhere in life, you have to take risk.
And what I suggest to anybody is to buy a trivial amount and just watch it. It's fun.
Absolutely. There's nothing that, if you can afford to lose it, then put it into Bitcoin and see what happens. Worst case scenario, okay, so you buy a half a Bitcoin, $250. Worst case scenario, you're out $250 and Bitcoin goes to zero. Best case, Bitcoin goes to $1 million and you make out pretty well. More on the way here. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we share with you there. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com if you want to help support Free Talk Live. There are links to Amazon on shop.freetalklive.com. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. And it's a fairly decent portion, like 7% on most of the items on Amazon. So you're going to make a purchase. You're going to have to buy something. Go with Amazon over at shop.freetalklive.com. It's a big deal for us when you do that because that helps fund Free Talk Live. It makes a big difference when you do that. And you get the stuff you're looking for at the great prices that you're used to getting. Shop.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping there.
A lot of people look at your rear end. The rear end of your car. You can spread the ideas of liberty every day. From the back of your car, there are hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings over at libertystickers.com. I'm looking here with a quote from Thomas Jefferson. A little rebellion now and then is a good thing. Another one says, just say no to government. James Madison quote here, all men having power ought be mistrusted. And John Quincy Adams, America goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. And a lot of other really great bumper stickers over at libertystickers.com. They've got the right one for you, so go over there and check out the great selection. Buy a sticker or 10. Spread the ideas of liberty from your car. Libertystickers.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and the fun. Robert is in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Then coming up, Mark has a story about a young man in school who's in trouble for a knife in his car. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live first, though. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say there was a guy that was out there that called in the other day on Skype. He wanted to say he was nervous about calling in. And I just wanted to say just keep calling in, you know. The shyness, it'll go away, you know.
But, it's true. Practice makes perfect.
Robert, you have no fear.
But you guys were talking earlier about, you know, living alone. And I think most of you guys know that I do live alone. I have lived alone. My wife left me about 7 or 8 months ago for her own reasons, and is I tell you, it's no fun at all. I mean, I guess that's why I call so much, because sometimes I need somebody to talk to. And I mean, I'm all in, believe me. I ain't going to do anything stupid or anything, but I wouldn't recommend it to anybody because it's so fun.
Yeah, humans are gregarious species. We need interaction, and it's—I don't think it's a good thing. I have never lived alone so much since I've been married. My wife goes down to Florida for about 2 to 3 months out of the year, and so I end up staying by myself out at the house. Somebody's got to work for a living around here, and I was never like that when I was single.
You've got a cat, but that's not going to help.
Yeah,
you.
I'm about to kill him.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard he's been pooping all over the place.
Yeah, he doesn't like his food. He does that too, but he doesn't like his food.
I'm kind of a loner myself, and I have had long stretches where I worked as a janitor, and I would work in the middle of the night, and I would work alone. Just cleaning some big commercial space, mm-hmm. Driving an auto scrubber around or something, and it really wears away at my soul. And I thought that was a fantastic life where I could just take people or leave them as I wanted to, but it's I'm really craving a job now where I'm part of a team and, working with people.
Hmm. Robert, anything else you want to share about your experience?
The final thing I want to say is that, when you go through something that's a sad thing or a traumatic thing or something like that, there's always going to be something that's going to come out of you and it's going to be good. And, what I found for me, what helped me out a great deal was being able to talk with you guys and be able to go down there and meet Ian and give all my, give what I can for coins and stuff like that. That's what really kind of helped me out. I appreciate it, guys.
Right on, brother. I thank you for the call tonight. I mean, what Robert is talking about is that we have a real community of people here in New Hampshire. The Free State Project is bringing liberty-minded people in the hundreds now. Over 1,500 are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with people who think like you. There's Johnny Ray, you may work alone, but you live with other people now, and it's not hard for you to connect with folks in this movement. If you want to, there literally are dozens of people in any given area of New Hampshire who are similarly minded. They love liberty, and they get together on a regular basis, and they're building relationships with one another, sometimes romantically, sometimes just friendships. And it's a great community. So for me, I'm much more social today than I was in Florida.
That's the truth.
I never went out and did anything in Florida of any sort of social factor. But here, there's more social things than I could possibly spend my time doing. So if you really want to be with a community of people who care about freedom, this is the best place to come to. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Mark, let's talk about zero tolerance. I presume that is the issue at hand here with a young man getting in trouble for a knife in his car at school. This is not the first time such a story has occurred.
Yahoo News, a senior at Northeast High School in Clarksville, Tennessee, has been suspended for 10 days and faces a multitude of additional punishments, including criminal charges, because school officials found a knife belonging to his father inside his father's car. The student,
inside his father's car. Yeah. So he may not even known it was there.
The student's father is a commercial fisherman who works on the West Coast. The father left, wait for it, a fishing knife in the car. This is the students.
Does that mean it's a small knife?
No, fishing knives are usually good size.
Okay.
They're just sharp as the dickens. Hmm. The boy's father noted the knife could easily have been wedged between two seats. The incident occurred on Thursday. They called on the intercom. We have a random lockdown search. And the car he drove to school was randomly chosen for a search.
Man.
I was like, sure, no problem. I don't have anything to hide, he explained. And he said, do you have anything that we might need to know about? And he said he mentioned his dad chews tobacco, so there would likely be stuff in the car. The blade on the knife is longer than 3 inches. Consequently, school officials consider the knife to be a dangerous weapon. Duran Sanner, that's the kid's last name, tried to explain the knife belonged to his father, the owner of the car, but to no avail. The school officials immediately suspended the senior for 10 days. Mm. He'll not be allowed to return to school when the 10 days period is up. Instead, he must attend an alternative school full of alternative school students
all
for 90 days. Yeah, the bad kids school for after the suspension ends. On top of all this punishment, he faces a weapons charge thanks to the sheriff's department, which concluded that the knife was effectively in the boy's possession.
Ridiculous.
Yep. So this isn't as much of a story. What I get from this story is don't send your kids to school. Don't send your kids to government school. These places are dangerous.
Look, the other place where they do random searches is in prison.
Well, but in prison, you don't have a choice. This kid let these people search. That's the other thing that
I
want to say.
That was a random search. They forced him.
He said, let him go ahead. No, you do not have to. You do not have to let these people in your car. You bust my window out. You want to go in there.
They may have done that.
Then that's what I want a judge to rule on the constitutionality of them busting out a window to search my car.
I agree with you. He shouldn't have just let them in. I agree with that much. But I think if they wanted to get in, they're going to get in.
If they want to get in, they should.
Yeah.
He should get in his car and drive it away. No.
He didn't even know.
You do not let government officials search your car.
It's true. You really shouldn't. If they're gonna bust in, let them go ahead and bust in.
I'd rather get arrested than let them search my vehicle.
But I agree with your assessment, Mark, that had he not been going to government school in the first place, this obviously would not be a problem.
Yep.
So the reason that so many parents send their children to these horrible, horrible places, these public
Laziness.
Schools, is it's convenience? Because they've got jobs, they've got to go out and earn money for themselves and for Uncle Sam, and they don't have and they can't be at home,
and they may not be able to, or they may not feel like they can afford a private education, even though homeschooling is very, very cheap in comparison to private.
A lot of
school.
Times, both parents have to work or a single family home. It can be very
in high school though. I mean, so if we're talking about unschooling, for instance, which is a method of allowing the child or young person to decide their own educational curriculum, then parents don't really even need to be involved in that.
Well, the fact is that likely this kid wanted to go to school. That's where all their friends are.
Yeah.
He's been going to public schools for 13 years at this point. Mm-hmm. You think he just wants to drop out because he's a senior? It's really unlikely. I mean, when I was kicked out of my school, I wanted very badly to continue going to that school. Mm-hmm. That was my school. They kicked me out.
What you identify with.
Yeah. So it's unlikely that that the kid was going against his wishes. He probably wanted to go.
So there you have it, yet another example of zero tolerance. There's no reason why they couldn't have just let they could have just let him be. They could have left him alone, but no, this is the situation in which our young people are living, in constant fear of being searched, having their privacy violated by virtue of the fact that they simply went to school during the day, and it's really sad.
Yep.
Yep.
Another kid's life ruined with a weapons charge here.
The world is such a crazy place. The rule of law will never work. You can't put rules of life into words. Words aren't powerful enough to express how you have to act towards each other.
Well, we're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.